We all have people in our lives we really admire. The ones who make success look easy. The ones whose journeys of triumph inspire us to do more or become greater than we imagined possible. Ever wonder what the driving force behind their decisions was? And the subsequent actions that led to the huge leaps we now see and admire? Well, let's explore the powerful testimonies and lessons learned from leaders during their transformation journeys. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and you're listening to the Journey to Becoming podcast. Sit back, relax, and join me on this journey of discovery. Welcome back to the Journey to Becoming podcast. You're listening to season one, episode three. So excited to have you back. At the time of this recording, we are wrapping up 2020 and excited about 2021. For those of you who have, I guess, been anywhere in the world this year, 2020 has definitely been a year filled with gifts and opportunities to grow, to change, to shift, to pivot. And most of us are excited about going into 2021, knowing that what was normal for us in 2019 may no longer exist, but there is this opportunity to leverage what we've learned, what we've gained from 2020 to show up as even better versions of ourselves. That said, Happy New Year to everyone. I pray that you had a wonderful holiday season and certainly that you have put things in place or are putting things in place to have a wonderful and fantastic 2021. If history has taught us anything, it's that you never know what to expect. So at the very least, we have built some resiliency, some coping mechanisms that will help us navigate and overcome whatever comes our way during this brand new year. So in the last episode, for those of you who were able to listen to it, if you haven't, please go back and listen. I shared some really vulnerable and personal stuff around my earlier years here on this earth and how those earlier experiences, as traumatic as they were, have actually been the foundation for my growth and my development into the space that I am in today. Some may be asking, why would you put something so personal and so private out on a podcast? First, I put it in a book that was released in 2020. And part of that for me was releasing the shame, the fear, the guilt, releasing all of those emotions that held me back, that didn't allow me to fully show up and own who I am today. So part of that, part of me releasing it and part of me continuing to release it, as uncomfortable as it may be sometimes, is me gaining power, me gaining control over what happened and me being able to leverage it to help others and to leverage it to continuously help myself grow and develop away from it. So with that, we now transition into my adolescent and my young adulthood, in which, you know, from the outside looking in, looked pretty standard. And what I mean by that is I went off to college, first one to do that in my family, started my career in my major, which is huge and not a lot of people, at least at the time, were able to do. All really great wins. And here I was at 25 with seemingly good career. I still held on to my part-time job. I had my own apartment, my own space, my own car. And so, you know, again, things looked great from the outward standpoint. However, internally, there was a rumbling going on. And what really shifted things for me was a bad breakup. And, you know, that breakup really put me in a place of examining myself, examining my decisions. And instead of being something I was able to use to grow and to move on, it actually took me on a very dark path and a downward spiral. And of course, I wasn't who I am today, so I didn't know how to process. I didn't know how to reframe. I didn't know all of the tools that I've learned since that moment. Over the course of months, I went through this period of, I don't even know what to call it, but basically mental and emotional torment is the best way that I can describe it. What I mean by that is from the moment that I woke up to the moment that I went to bed, all I did, all I saw, all I heard were these visions and mental inner critic around how unlovable I was and how much of a horrible person I was and how ugly I was and all of these negative messages. So it would go from verbal negative messaging to snapshots in time of like situations with people, with friends, with ex-boyfriends, with my family. And it was just one negative image after another all day long. And the fact that I was even able to concentrate and to show up as a functioning human being is surprising during that time, but thank God for his grace. So I would work at my full-time corporate job, and then a few nights a week I would go work at the pharmacy, and it would not stop all day long. After several months of this and not being able to explain fully to myself or anyone else for that matter what was happening, I just reached my breaking point. I grew tired of playing these negative memories, these negative incidents in my life, and I really just didn't know how to stop it. I didn't know what pattern interrupt was. I didn't know any of those techniques. I just lived with that for months. It got so bad to the point where I just gave in and I said, all right, you know what? You're right. I am an unlovable person. I am a horrible person. And because of that, there's no point on me in me staying here on this earth. And so that started my planning out my last day. I was 25 at the time, and at that point, I had had 25 years of experiences to prove what these voices were telling me were true. From, my childhood abuse to my young adulthood, it just seemed right. This was real, and this is what needed to happen. So, like the planner that I am, I put a plan in place, had my whole strategy laid out and ready to go. However, the night before, something unexpected happened. I decided to ask for help. And I didn't ask for help from a friend. I didn't ask for help from a trained psychologist or anything. I turned to God. And at the time, believe it or not, I didn't really even believe God existed. I'd grown up going to church, but had really no understanding or acceptance that this was actually a real thing. And I asked one simple question. It was one simple question that sent me on this journey and this path that I've been on. And that question was really just, what is my purpose and why am I here? I guess those are two questions, but the point is the core question was, what is my purpose? At that moment, for me in asking that, it was more so I needed a reason. Hope is what I really needed. I really needed to know and understand that what I had experienced through my childhood, through my adulthood, that there was a purpose behind it. Because here's the thing, I was willing to endure the pain. I was willing to go through the hard knocks of life and just push through and work hard, but I needed to know that it would matter at the end of the day. And so I asked that question of a God that I didn't even really believe existed. And he responded. And again, I talk about it in my book a little bit more details. I don't mean to replay the book specifically here on this podcast, but he responded. And in that moment, I just knew it was just enough hope and just enough glimpse of light that I needed to believe my life mattered and that me ending it was not the answer. And there was this journey that was available to me. So from that night on, I've been on this quest. At the time of this recording, it's been 13 years since I experienced that extremely low point in my life, or what I also refer to as my rock bottom. The question, what is my purpose, has been my anchor. It has been my guide. It has been the thing that has pulled me forward to the place that I am today, and obviously the place that I am heading. As I've shared my story with others, I've often gotten ask the question, what is purpose and how do you identify your own purpose? And I always start with the statement, that's a really great question and one that I am uncovering every single day. By the definition, the dictionary definition, purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. Essentially, the reason why something exists. For me personally, uncovering my purpose and what purpose means to me has predominantly, relied on my faith and my belief in God as my creator and the one who had the answers for me as it relates to my particular purpose. And I know that's not the case for everyone else. I can only speak from my experiences. And what I've come to understand is that purpose is not linear by any means. There's not this moment of enlightenment where you just know all of the answers and how to get there. What I have experienced personally is that, one, it's a journey to uncovering purpose, and then it's another journey to actually fully living it out. I would say the last 10 years or so has been the uncovering. And quite honestly, the reason why it took 10 years is because I had so much to unravel, so much of my past, so much of my identity to unravel and undo so that it would clear out the space for me to see a future that was separate from my past. That's step one. Oftentimes, we carry a lot of baggage from our past. And in order to fully embrace what's ahead, we have to take the time to let go of some of the stuff that we were carrying. And because of the traumatic experiences I had encountered, there was a lot of undoing and a lot of baggage releasing. And once that process was done, then it was the positioning and moving me towards what was ahead. Now, the belief systems that I had carried for so long were no longer real. I had to start creating new belief systems. So that's where the transformations started to come in. I do believe the entire process has been one big transformation, but as I started to move fully towards purpose, I do believe that's where multiple transformations would happen. To give you an example, when I had decided that I was going to go back to school to get my master's because I really wanted this career as an HR business partner, I had been working really hard for 10 years trying to get to that position. And I just knew that if I got my master's degree, that would catapult me and position me to the place that I really wanted to be in. And so I got my master's degree and shortly thereafter got a role that allowed me to be an HR business partner. And in less than 6 months of doing that role, I realized, oh my gosh, this is not what I want to do with my life. It was a very jarring and disappointing moment. Again, 10 years of really working hard, and then another 2 years of taking that extra step, going back to school, working full time, doing all of the things, only to realize that the thing that I had worked for is not what I wanted. That was not an easy pill to swallow. In retrospect, I can see that the 22-year-old version of me who was excited to be coming out of college, to have gotten a career in her major, that I was no longer her. What mattered to her, what was important to her, what she had defined as success, no longer mattered to me. And because of all the work that I had done, because of all the baggage that I had to release, I was no longer trying to chase someone else's dream or what I thought success looked like. I wanted to do something that was more in line with where I was at that point. After doing quite a bit of internal work and praying and really seeking instructions, I realized that this next phase of my life was really going to be focused on me moving towards purpose and me getting more clarity on what that meant. What came out of that was the birthing of my business. And I named the business Empowered by Purpose. I believed that it was part of the path towards my purpose. And also, too, I had this desire to help others find their purpose. The quest to uncover and discover my purpose was my saving grace. And therefore, I wanted to support others in their journey of identifying, uncovering, or discovering, and then eventually walking into their own purpose, whether they were like me, transitioning from, corporate to starting their own business, or whether they were changing careers, or whether there were major transitions going on in their lives that they didn't know how to navigate around. I wanted to be that support or that beam of light and hope for others. I didn't really have a clear vision of what the business would look like. I just knew that it was part of my journey to finding purpose and that I somehow had a responsibility to help others do it. So it's been a little over 4 years now since I started that business, and there have been multiple transformations, even from that. Starting a business is not just, hey, I put my shingles out here and people start buying. There are transformations that have happened during that process. And these transformations, some of them have been small, some of them have been large. You go from working in corporate America and a certain way of being and thinking and interacting with people to being an entrepreneur that requires a completely different set of skill sets, a different way of being, having to morph into that person or the person that I am today has definitely been part of the journey. If I could sum up my journey thus far, I would sum it up with three words in particular: identity, purpose, and transformation. Identity addresses the question, who am I? Purpose addresses the question, why am I here? And the transformation process is really the aid to help me get to the next step in the journey. And so, for someone who used to be so reluctant, so hesitant to change, to transition, to any of that stuff, now I embrace the transformation process. I embrace transition and change because I know that it's actually come to help me move to whatever the next step is. Of course, that hasn't always been the case, but I do know that the natural tendency when changes happen or when shifts happen unexpectedly, specifically, it's easy to feel this sense of loss of control, anxiety, and whatnot. But I would challenge those of you who are listening to lean into what that change and what that transition is saying instead of doing what feels natural, which is running or avoiding or just trying to pretend that nothing is happening. I would challenge you to lean in to try to gain some understanding around what is happening to you and what is happening in you that is now being reflected in your external world. If and when you find yourself in a season of change, transformation, or transition, I would challenge you to do the following. Ask yourself, one, what are they leading me towards, first and foremost? And then, two, what do I have to let go of? And that is often where people get stuck. That's often the hardest part of the process or the journey. But just know that It's happening because it is leading you to whatever purpose you have been created to do. So that's all that I have for this particular episode. Hopefully that gives you some insight into my journey, how I've gotten to the place that I've gotten to. In future episodes, I will talk a lot more about purpose, identity, transformation, and all the things that go within it. I know many of us who are ambitious and who are eager to do great things in life and make a serious impact can get really, really sidetracked when change happens unexpectedly, when these moments of transformation come up during our journey. I also understand that it can sometimes be debilitating and discouraging, especially when you're not quite sure why this change has come or what's on the other side of this pathway that you have to muddle through, if you will, or fight through to get to the other side. It's my hope that the tools and resources that I will share, along with the stories of others and the tools and resources that they have used, will serve as guidance for those of you who are in transition. And certainly for those of you who are not, we know the truth. We know it's just a matter of time before the opportunity presents itself for that next level of transformation and shifting into the newer version of ourselves. That is all that I have for you today. I will include links to the book and anything else in the actual show notes. Please, as always, feel free to leave a review. Definitely download this episode, subscribe to it, share it with others. And if we're not connected on social media, by all means, let's go ahead and get connected. Thank you and have a great day.